looking forward to the next Tippecanoe Chamber Music concert this Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. It's at St. John's Episcopal Church there on 6th and Ferry Streets. Joining me is the Executive Director, Margot Marlott.
Hi, John. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. This is a beautiful concert. I love cello and piano. I know you do, obviously. You're a cellist.
I'm a little partial.
Yeah. So how do you know this husband and wife team, Arkady and Tamara?
Yeah.
Arlovsky.
Yeah. Arkady was, for a few decades, he was the principal cellist of the Indianapolis Symphony. And when I moved here with my husband in 1992, the Indy Symphony hired me, within the first few months or so. And he was one of the first cellists that I met. He and another cellist in the section, Jeff Lapin. And Jeff and Arkady were two really, you know, open, nice colleagues to somebody who is new. And Arkady is very intimidating at first. And I was new to the community, so one has to tread lightly. And I felt a little like a schoolgirl, and the principal was coming into the room when he walked on stage. But one time he noticed, I think he must have noticed that I was uncomfortable, and he just put his hand on my shoulder. He says, "Margot, we are colleagues. Do not worry."
Oh, man. So a nice friend, a great cellist. This is a lovely program. A lot of beautiful music from Schubert, Mozart. Chopin,
yes,
wrote very few pieces that were anything but piano. And so it's so nice that there's some cello rep that he included.
Yeah, Tamara, interesting, very wonderful pianist. And I met her through Arkady's orchestra. He did a couple of different orchestras he conducted while he was in Indiana. They both live in New York City now. And he used to do a Russian festival every year. And I was lucky enough to sit in that cello section. And Tamara would always play a piano concerto on one of those programs. And that's how I met her and heard her play for the first time. The Chopin is going to be great.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's Russian Delights coming up Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at St. John's Episcopal Church. I know that sometimes it's kind of nice that if they're based in New York, that they're on tour and actually going to be through here. So it'll be nice if friends know them from the Indianapolis Symphony or from around here that they'll want to come.
You know, I sure hope so. Arkady was a member of that symphony for a long time, and I know he has friends in the orchestra who would want to hear him play. He's doing a program in Columbus, Indiana, and I believe that concert is just past or coming up in the next day or so, and then we're right after that. So, yes, he has been communicating with me wanting to do something like this, and it just finally worked out, as a lot of my musicians will contact me, and sometimes it takes more than a year or two to work it out. So yeah, it is lucky that they're in Indiana and wanting to play on our series. It's going to be great.
We're looking forward to it. Music by Stravinsky, Schubert, Mozart. They'll talk a little bit about the program, I know. The last concert with Greg Kostrava and friends, the acoustics are so lovely. It's nice to be in the church, isn't it?
Yes, it is nice to be in such a beautiful acoustic. And I think, you know, people will say it's too hard to park downtown. It's too hard to park at Purdue. So I'm definitely not pleasing everybody, but the acoustic, I think no one can really complain about. And St. John's just had a renovation, which eliminated some of the soft surfaces. So it even has a more beautiful ring to it. John, I wanted to say before I forget, the Stravinsky, Piatigorsky, I'll just tell a quick story. That piece, the Puccinella Suite, Piatigorsky wrote the cello version of this. And I was once house-sitting for my teacher, who happened to be a former student of Piatigorsky. And so, consequently, he had a huge record collection of music by Piatigorsky or compositions by Piatigorsky. And this is when I discovered it, back in probably 1980, and I must have wore, you know, more grooves in that record, because I just love this piece, and I'm really looking forward to hearing Arkady and Tamara play it. It's I don't think I've listened to it actually since then, but every time it's on a program, I really love it.
It's a concert that I know with the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society, and you guys do so much great stuff. Tickets are available online at Vaughn's, at the door. And for students, you guys do some incredible outreach and some great deals for students.
Right. We try to make it appealing both to college students. Our ticket is a $5 ticket for a college student, which I think is in their price range, and free for any student kindergarten through 12th grade. And also this year, we're again offering our free educational program to area elementary schools, and I'm taking a brass quintet out to area schools, and we do a 30-minute program. We talk about music form, we talk about dynamics, we talk about cooperation, which is a big deal in chamber music and at school.
Absolutely. Life lessons for public radio, even. It's Margot Marlott, who's the executive director of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. Looking forward to a cello and piano recital coming up, Russian Delights, this Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Margot, it's great to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you and hope you'll come back.
Thanks, John.